Hi, I'm VOA's Christina Menenti with your worldwide news update. Israel said on Thursday that its ceasefire with Hezbollah was breached hours after Lebanese security sources said Israeli tanks attacked six areas of southern Lebanon, calling into question a truce reached after more than a year of fighting. The Israeli military said the ceasefire was violated after what it called suspects, some vehicles, arrived at several areas in the southern zone. One security source said two people were wounded. Under the ceasefire terms, Israeli forces can take up to 60 days to withdraw from southern Lebanon, but neither side can launch offensive operations. Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu said he had instructed the military not to allow residents back into villages near the border. Lebanese Speaker of Parliament Nabih Berri had said on Wednesday that residents could return. Russia has conducted what officials call a massive missile and drone attack against Ukraine's energy infrastructure. VOA's Tommy McNeil reports.
Ukraine's energy minister says attacks on energy facilities were happening all across the country Thursday. He says emergency power outages have been implemented nationwide. Ukrainian officials have warned that Russia's stockpiling cruise and ballistic missiles, presumably for another pre-winter aerial campaign against Ukraine's power grid. Ukrainian officials have in the past accused Russia of weaponizing winter. About half of Ukraine's energy infrastructure has been destroyed during the war with Russia. Tommy McNeil, VOA News.
At least 13 people have died in eastern Uganda after landslides buried 40 homes in six villages. The Uganda Red Cross Society said Thursday that the rescue effort is continuing. Local media reports said that authorities expect the death toll could rise to 30. The landslides happened after heavy rains in the mountainous district of Bulambuli. The Prime Minister's office issued a disaster alert on Wednesday, stating the heavy rains across the country had cut off major roads. This is VOA News. Mexico City.